Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Yud Ches, and we are holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins, Mosiv Rav Huna Bar Chiya Osa B'Maimer Umes. What is Rav Huna Bar Chiya asking? He's bringing a raya from our Mishnah regarding the machloikis that we began learning at the end of yesterday's shir. The machloikis that we had at the end of yesterday's shir is a machloikis that runs throughout our Masechta, and which is very, very important. And the Gemara calls the machloikas yesh zika or ein zika. And as we said yesterday, using the terms yesh zika and ein zika is somewhat of a misnomer. In other words, it's somewhat confusing because really there's always zika. Zika is, by definition, means that if chas v'sholem a man passes away, leaving over an almana without children, that connection that she has to the yavam and to the multiple yavams, that's zika. The question is, to what level does that zika reach? Is it considered to be, okay, it's a mitzvah, you gotta be miyabim, or give chalitza, or is it deemed to be almost like ishtoi? And this has many halachic ramifications. And the first one was the machloikas that we had yesterday. What was the machloikas that we had yesterday? We know for a fact that the Torah says a person is not allowed to take isha uvita. Means a person is not allowed to marry a woman together with her daughter. Or for that matter, a daughter together with the mother. If it's a daughter together with a mother, that would be called marrying a mother-in-law. Which is not a common thing. Most people say you have to put him into an insane asylum. But that's not the issue over here. We're not talking about sanity, insanity. We're talking about halacha. And a person is not allowed to go and marry his mother-in-law, even after he gives a get to his wife, and even after chas v'shalom his wife dies. Because this aveira of ishuvita continues forever, even if one of the two is no longer alive. Aha. Okay, so let's talk about our situation over here. Our case over here was talking about a Shemeres Yovam. We have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven passed away. We're not going to talk about Shimon passing away because I got a lot of protests yesterday from Menashe and others in Art Scroll. Okay, so Reuven was the one that passed away. And now Shimon is supposed to be Meyabim Eishes Reuven. It's his Yovama. What happens if instead the Shimon, instead of being Miyabim her, goes and marries the mother of this Shemeres Yavim? Specifically, the Gemara talks about in the case of Shemesa. The Gemara asked, in fact, yesterday, why don't we even talk about when she's still alive? But putting that detail aside, what happens if Shimon, instead of being Miyabim his Yavama, decides to go and marry the mother of the Yavama? Is that a problem? And in fact, the Gemara says it's a machloikis. That Rav Huna said, Shemeres Yavam Shemesa, the Shemeres Yavam passed away. There's no problem here of being Mevatel Mitzis Yavam because she's no longer alive. Okay. Mutter Be'ima, you can go and marry her mother. He was a shtickle married to this Shemeres Yavam. There was a Zika. No, Rav Huna holds. Rav Huna Marav, Ein Zika. There's no din of Zika. Meaning, of course there was a Zika. But it means that Zika did not rise to the level as if it was his wife, and therefore if she died he can go and marry the ima. However, Rav Yehuda said Shemeres Yavam Shemesa Osir Be'ima. Why? He was never married to her. It's deemed to be as if they were married, and therefore just like you're now going to marry Isha V'chamoisa or Isha Vita, you're now going to go and marry the mother of his former Shemeres Yavam that Nebuch passed away, because Yesh Zika. Yes, Rabbi Kohn.
Is chalitza considered to be a mitzvah?
Yes.
Why is it the Torah gives you requirement to, I don't know what happened before in Gemara's on name, is it, that you, to be miyavim is a mitzvah, a
right.
Chalitza.
Mm-hmm.
You hear you tell her that it's a mitzvah this, and then you give him an opportunity to be able to avoid the mitzvah yibim.
Mm-hmm.
Why should he consider that to be a mitzvah? The Torah says that it should be miyavim, that's a mitzvah. Now you always say give an opening door to be able to get out of it by giving them another mitzvah.
Of chalitza.
Chalitza.
Okay, the reason for that is the Torah gives you two separate options. Option number one is yibum. Option number two is chalitza. from the Lashon HaTorah, it's mashma that Yibam is preferable to Chalitza.
Of course, in order to have children, in order to, you know,
L'hakim l'achiv shem, 100%, to keep on that.
Give him an opportunity to be able to get out of it.
What happens if the two are incompatible?
Then he has to marry her and give her a get.
What happens if they know in advance they're incompatible? After all, they've been brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law for many, many years, and he knows and she knows that they're not going to last more than 5 minutes. Torah says you don't have to go be miyabim if it's not going to be a good situation. Do chalitza.
For example, she's 20 years older than him. The older brother passed away. She's childless, 20 years older than the other brother. 20 years older than the younger brother.
Good example. It could also be different personalities, whatever. Different levels of religiosity, different levels of intelligence, whatever it is. Anyway, so we have a machlokes, yesh zika or ein zika. In the case of a yevama that died, can you go and marry the mother? Now let's go now to the case of our Mishnah, which Avuda Bar Chiya is going to ask a kasha from. If you remember, we had in the Mishnah yesterday the classic case of the Eishes Ach Shlei Hoye Ba'ilamai. Now, what was the case? Let's go back to the Mishnah for 1 second, back on Yud Zayin Amad Aleph. The Mishnah started off, the new parak. Kate said, Eishes Ach Shlei Hoye Ba'ilamai, Shnei Achim, he had two brothers, Umeis Echem Ehem, and Reuven died, Shimon is alive, only two brothers, Shimon wants to do Yibam, Mazel Tov, Noilehen Ach, and now Levi comes on the scene all of a sudden, he was just born. Okay, Levi's in no position of making Yibam or Chalitza. He's only in a position of perhaps soiling diapers. So what are we going to do? So Shimon says, fine, I'll be Miyab. So the ratio of the Mishnah was, V'achach Yibam Hasheni is Eishes Achiv. Shimon now marries the former Eishes. I'm looking at the Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. According to the ratio of the Mishnah, Shimon went and he was Miyabim, the former Eishes Reuven. And now he lived with her for a few years, and then Nebuchadnezzar, and now Shimon died. What happens now to Levi? Does Levi have a mitzvah of being miyabim? Says the Mishnah, no. Since Levi never had a connection with Reuven, and that Eishes Reuven Shem, that, if you will, stigma, that name remains with her forever, that she was at one time married to Reuven, Levi cannot go and be miyabim, who is now the Eishes Shimon, but was originally, years ago, the Eishes Reuven. And not only that, Vashni Mishim Tsuras. Okay, so that's the din of Eishes Achshloi Balomai, and that's the din of the Tzara of the Eishes Achshloi Balomai. Then the Sefer gave another case. Not that Shimon actually was Miyabim, the Eishes Reuven, he only gave Maimer to the Eishes Reuven. Uh-huh. So what happened in such a case? So she's not a full-fledged wife, because this is only a Kedushin Derabbanon, and therefore it says the Mishnah, you know what? The Tzara is Chayletzes V'loy Misya Bemes. What you have to do is you can only give Chalitza and not Yibam. Why? So we had an extended discussion yesterday with Simi, that the reason is because Minat Torah, really, she's not a Tzara at all, because this is not nothing. A Maimer is nothing, Minat Torah. Only Derabbanon, and then she becomes a Tzara of this woman that's only married midraban. So isn't a plastical tzorish? It she is. She's not a tzora minatoyer. She's a tzora minabanan. So therefore, the Chum said, you know what? In such a case, don't do yibam, do chalitz. So therefore, our Mishnah gave you two options, two scenarios as to what happened. Again, Reuven died. Shimon now was miyabim. Levi was born. The Mishnah says Levi was born before the yibam. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Levi could never have been miyabim the Eishes Reuven. So even though Shimon was miyabim the Eishes Reuven, and years later Shimon dies, Levi says, I'm sorry, I cannot go and be miyabim, not her, and not the tzar. And what happens if he gives? So in the Reisha is, what he has to do is totally potter vis-a-vis the Eishes Achshloi Ba'ilamai, potter vis-a-vis the tzar. In a case of Maimer, now there's a different story, there's a din of Chalitza and not Yibam. But there's a third scenario that Amisha doesn't even mention. What's the third scenario? What happens, Taka? Reuven passes away. Eishes Reuven falls the Yibam to Shimon. Levi is born. And Shimon sits on his hands and does nothing. Not the Reisha that he was Miyabimer. Not the Sefer that he gave Maimer. He did nothing. He sat on his hands. Not necessarily because he was a bad guy. He might have been in Russia and he couldn't get out. Maybe he was sick in the hospital and he couldn't make Yibam. For whatever reason, he didn't make Yibam zero. 2 years pass, 5 years pass, 20 years pass. Shimon dies. Okay, Now, what's the story about Levi? Can Levi go and marry the Eishes Reuven, the former Eishes Reuven? No, he cannot. Eishes Reuven by Lomai. Can he go and marry the Tzara? Now, who's the Tzara over here? The Tzara, remember, was never Eishes Reuven. It was Eishes Shimon. Could he go and marry Eishes Shimon? Yeah, why not? There were no Tzara, right? This was Eishes Reuven. This was Eishes Shimon. Now, Levi has a choice. He cannot, he doesn't really have a choice. He can't go Mimiyabim Eishes Reuven because Eishes Reuven Lomai, but he can go Mimiyabim the Eishes Shimon because Eishes Shimon never had anything to do with the Eishes Reuven. They were not tzaris. Zoktimor and Nitaze Poshit, it's not so simple. If you hold Yesh Zika means that after Uvein passed away, since Levi wasn't even born yet, and Levi is not Shaykh because it's Eishes Reuven Lomai, the only one that Shaykh is Shimon. If he holds Yesh Zika, it's as if Shimon made a Psashtikal Chasana, because Zika means that there is some Ishus connection. So even though Shimon didn't do anything, it should be deemed as Shimon did something, it's his Isha. And if that's the case, then his first wife, Shimon's first wife, is the Tzara. It's what we would call Tzara's Ziku Kosoi, the Tzara of his Zika. Oh, if it's Tzara of his Zika, then why do I say, the Mishnah doesn't mention it. So I'm going to go and be medayik from the Mishnah, that only in the Sefer where there was Epsashtikl Maimor, in such a case, then we say we have to go and give Chalitza to the Tzara. But if there was no Maimor whatsoever, it's a Mashma that he can go and marry the Tzara. How can he marry the Tzara? There was Tzara Zukukasa. Is the Chayra Raya that ain't Zika? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Most Ravuna Barchia, also by Maimor Umes. Shimon made Maimor with Eishes Reuven. Subsequently, Shimon passed away. Now, what does Levi do? He certainly cannot go and marry the original Eishes Reuven. It's Eishes actually Hayabai Lamai. But he has to do something with the Tzara because she's a Tzara Midrabanan. Aha. So what does he do? Khalid. So you are time with Maimor. This is the third scenario which our Mishnah does not mention. What is the case where Shimon didn't do anything? He didn't do Yibam, he didn't do Chalitza, he didn't do Maimer, he just sat on his hands. What's the halacha about this Shimon? Okay, now that Shimon passed away, since Shimon never did anything, the Tzara was not a Tzara. Eishes Shimon never became a Tzara of Eishes Reuven because Shimon never married. Not even through Maimer. He didn't do anything with Eishes Reuven. So this is not a Tzara. She's just Eishes Shimon, period. You have Eishes Reuven, you have Eishes Shimon, they're not Tzaras. So Ibazoi, what would be the halacha? You can go meet Miyamer, she's not a Tzara. The Amrits, Yezika, whatever you hold, that there is a din of Zika. Have you laid Tzaras, Eishes, Ochiv, Shloihoya, Bailama, Bezika? But it's not a normal Tzara, because a normal Tzara would mean co-wives that he married both of them, either through Yibam or through Maimon Midrabanan, but he married. But if you hold Yesh Zika, I don't even need to come on to marriage. Just this tenuous umbilical cord that connects the Yivama to the Yom, that itself is enough to establish a certain degree of Ishus. And therefore, Eishes Shimon, the original Eishes Shimon, is a Tzara of this Shemeres Yavam, even though technically Shimon never did anything.
It's just because of the Zika.
Just because of the Zika alone. What do I see from this? That L'choy Raya's Ein Zika. Because if I would hold Yesh Zika, why does it say in our Mishnah that the Maimer, that's the key, the Maimer, that's why you have to do Chalitza. It's a Mash, but if there was no Maimer at all, then you could even be Miyabim the second. How can you be Miyabim the second one? The second one, Eishes Shimon, is the she is a Tzara of the Eishes Shloihoi Balamai. How is she the Tzara? Shimon was never Miyabmer through Zika. So this is what we would call a Tzara Ziku Kosei. The Tzara of this Eishes Shloihoi Balamai through Zika. It's a Harai that Ein Zika. So how did Rav Yehuda say by Shemeres Yavim Shemesa Osir Be'ima because Yesh Zika? I've arrived from my Mishnah that Ein Zika. Everything Gemara, it was a beautiful, beautiful raya, but the diuk falls short. Why? Amar Rabba, who adin dafak avdoloi ovid ba maimer, shnia mechlitz cholza, yivu me loy miyaba. Even if there was no maimer whatsoever, the only thing you could do would be chalitza, you couldn't go and do yibam. Why couldn't you do the yibam? Because it would be, in fact, a tzara. But you see, the Gemara doesn't say that she's potter in Gansen. Azoy Vait, even if we hold Taki Yezika, Yezika, we don't say that she's potter. It says Mechlet Cholza. So Ava Gavli Ova Vamaimer, you would not be able to do Yibum, but do Chalitza. You will let me up. So why did the Mishnah do 20 Maimer? So why do you have to say Maimer, even if he didn't do anything? He did zero. Shimon did zero, zero, zero. Still, our Gemara says the halacha would be that you would go and give Chalitza to Eishes Shimon. Why? Why does the Mishnah mention Maimer? I'll tell you why. Lafuke mebish hamai. Amri Maimer koina kinyan gomor. Beishamai says a very, very unusual, unique shita, that if a person gives Maimer, even though we consider Maimer to be only midrabbanon, Beishamai considers Maimer either to be a din d'oraisa, or we have to wait till we get to the sugya Me'at Hashem and Daf Choftes, or he just holds that the takon of the rabbanon was so strong it became ken d'oraisa. And if that's the case, then it's a kinyan gomor, and then shitaka becomes a real tzara. And what would Beis Shammai hold in our Mishnah in a case of Maimer? That in fact, you would not give Chalitza to the original Eish Shemayim. She would be dismissed because she's a tzara of the real wife of Shimon. Who's the wife? The one that was formerly the Eishes Reuven, who Shimon gave Maimer to. In other words, it would be the exact same case like the Reish of the Mishnah. Just like the Reish of the Mishnah when he was Miyabin, the Eishes Reuven, the former Eishes Shimon, the current Eishes Shimon. It becomes the Tzara to the Eishes Reuven. And therefore they're both potter when Levi comes on the scene. And Shimon dies, Levi doesn't give Yibum or Chalitza to either one because she's a real Tzara's Erva. Beis Shammai holds the same thing applies to Maimer. It's a real Tzara's Erva. So that's why our Mishnah wants to go and tell Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai, we respectfully disagree, and if it's Maimer, it doesn't go free, but you have to do at least Chalitza. Kamashma. So therefore the Mishnah is telling us a Zaitig Halacha Hilchas Maimer, but the Maisim without the Maimer, the same Halacha would apply just because of the Zika factor. Very good. Okay, so we've ended that kasha. Hey, say bye. I have another raya. Again, yes, zikr, ain't zikr. Well, it depends which one. In other words, every kasha on one of them will be a raya to the other one. Because one holds yes, zikr, and one holds ain't zikr. So let's see what Abaye brings from a Mishnah or a Braisa later on. Hey, say bye. Shnei achen bo'ilam echad. You have two brothers in the world, Reuven and Shimon. Umeis echen mehen. And we've already concluded that because of Menashe's warnings of yesterday and because of the art scroll, that we're always going to talk about Reuven passing away first, which makes sense because Reuven was older than Shimon, as you know, in the Torah. So we have two Achim Bo'ilam, and Reuven passed away, unfortunately, without any children. Okay, so now the Eishes Reuven is an Almona, she's the Yavama to Shimon. Now Shimon goes, what does he want to do? He wanted to do Maimer. He was all ready. He called up the rabbi, he called up the caterer, he called up the musician. Everything was set. He sent out the invitations. He was going to do Maimer. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to do it yet. There was another family simcha, so they had to kind of delay things and say, okay, Rabbi Sai, we're going to push off the Maimer till next week. We're going to have a bris. And guess what happened? Umaz Anebuch Shimon passed away before he had the chance to go and do Maimer. He wanted to do Maimer. He was all prepared. The invitations went out. He didn't do the Maimer.
Which means he sat on his hands and didn't do anything.
He sat on his hands. Right, intentionally, unintentionally, for good reasons, for bad reasons. Ablamaisa, he didn't do anything. Which is the case that we're talking about. That was the Rav Huna Bar Chiya asking that question. What about the... that's what we were medayik from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had two cases. One, that Shimon was Miyabim. Second case, that Shimon gave Maimer. And now we have the third case, that Shimon didn't do anything. Okay, so what happens now? Shimon Nebuch is away. He's on the Olam HaEmes. Levi Baruch Hashem was born. Levi now, fast forward 13 years. What does Levi do at this point? Okay, so let's think about this. I got two Yevamos. I have the Eishes Reuven that nothing happened with. Yes, she was supposed to have Maimer, but it didn't work out. I have the Eishes Shimon that also nothing happened with. I have these two Yevamos. And now Levi's around. Can Levi go and be Miyabim the Eishes Reuven? Of course not. Why not? Because Levi never met Reuven. It's an Eishes Achshelo Bo'ilam. So that's out of the question. But can he go and be Miyam Eshe Shimon? Yeah, why not? Eshe Shimon, yeah. He knew Shimon, and Shimon held him in his hand. In fact, he was a sandik at the Briz. Of course, he knew him, quote unquote, knew him. But now, Shimon passed away, so Eshe Shimon, he'll go marry Eshe Shimon, you can go Miyam. L'choy, you can be Miyam. What takes they do in the Mishnah, the Brisa? For his pickle of Masos, Maimer Adchenuli Ach Umes Mes, meaning that Shimon died. Harishoni Oyz Mishnah Meish Achshlo Belomai. That's simple. Ushni, and the second one, Oy Chelatzis Oy Misya Bemes. You do either Chalitza or do Yibim, meaning that the second one, Eishes Shimon, is a normal Shemeres Yamim, normally Yivama. Levi, make up your mind what do you want to do, because they were Achen together Boilim. So normal case of Yibim. You do Yibim or you do Chalitza. If you're going to go and tell me that although Shimon never did anything, he didn't do Yibim, he didn't do Maimer, but Shimon's existence and Eishes Reuven's existence, that mitzvah of Yibim, that Zika, is strong enough to make an Ishus of some level between them. And if that's the case, then Shimon's first wife, the Eishes Shimon, did become Ashtikel Tzora of the original Eishes Reuven, even though Shimon never married her. He never did Yibam, he never did Maimar. But if you hold Yezika, there is this tenuous connection between the two, and it's almost like Ishus. So if that's the case, then the Eishes Shimon became a Tzora of an Eishes Ach Shloi Hoye Boi Lomoy Be Zika. Say Tamar, be Amos, Yezika, Havi the Torah's Eishes Ach Shloi Lomoy Be Zika, and therefore they should only be Chalitza and not Yibum. Why does this Mishnah Braisa say, Oy Chaletis, Oy Misya Bemes, is Lechoyra Akasha on the Mandiyama that holds? Yezika, a right to Mandiyama that holds? Ein Zika. Is good. Good. Everything Gemara, Uriah is rock solid. There's no question about it. But it doesn't bother us, because this is the Shita of Remeir, and this price of this Mishnah, that goes a good Remeir. Hamani Remeir, he the Omer Ein Zika. And we're not talking only with Remeir. We know that Remeir holds Ein Zika. That's the famous Remeir. We're going to have later on, Rabbi Kiva also holds that way. We're talking about, according to the Sharman, the Omram, the non-Remeirites. Do they also hold Ein Zika, or do they hold Yesh Zika? So you thought you had a Raya from this Braisa, this Mishnah of the Raya, because it's Remeir's Mishnah Braisa. Nothing to do with our Machloikis between Rav Huna Omer Rav and between Rav Yehuda. Freiti Mora, you're telling me Remeir holds Ein Zika? Or me see that Remeir Ein Zika, but the man? I have another Mishnah. What's the other Mishnah? Arbo'a Achim, there were originally four brothers. Oh, brother. Four brothers. Shnayim and the Sumishtei Achoyes, two of them were married to two sisters. No problem, right? You find that fairly often in society, that two brothers married two sisters. No problem. However, Rachmon Litzlan Meisan Esum Achoyes, the two brothers passed away contemporaneously. They were both in a car crash. Now you have two Yevamis remaining for the other two surviving brothers. So now, if you'd ask me, I say, okay, you got four brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Levi should go and take Eshes Reuven, and Yehuda should go and take Eshes Shimon and Shalom al Yisrael, right? Obviously, neither of them can go be Miyab, both of them, because you're now going to go marry two sisters. Okay, so Levi is what? Yehuda is the other one, and Baruch Hashem, everything is fine. However, what does it say in the Mishnah? That the two remaining brothers have to do Chalitza, they cannot do Yibum. Now, why can't they go and do Yibum? Because the Svara is that even though neither of them was Achois Ishtai, vis-a-vis Levi and Yehuda, each one was Achoy Zikukosai, meaning that both women, Rachel and Leah, both fell for Levi, both fell to Yehuda. Vis-a-vis Levi, if he wants to go and take Rachel as his Yevama, as his wife, he's marrying Achoy Zikukosai, because Leah is also a Zika to him. Same thing of Yehuda. If Yehuda wants to go and take Leah, he can't, because he's marrying Achoy Zikukase, because Rachel also happens to be a Zika to him. Ah, so since there is a Zika to both of them, so it's like a Ashtikel, Achoy Zishtoi, Achoy Zikukase, once a look, Achoy Zishtoi, boys, you have to do Chalitza. Aha. And the Gemara assumes that this Mishnah goes according to Remeir. If you told me that Remeir doesn't hold the concept of Zika, Hani Mitri Botika Asyon, then these are two separate batim. Two separate batim means that Eishes Reuven came from Reuven's house, Eishes Shimon came from Shimon's house. What is one after the other? It's highly amchada, let Levi go and marry Eishes Reuven, but highly amchada and let Yehuda go and marry the Eishes Shimon. What's the problem? It is lechoyra by the fact that it says in the Mishnah, loymis yamois, is a chayyirai that yesh zika, and mistama either Remeir's name appears here even though we don't see it, or stam Mishnah Remeir, say bazoi, you said Remeir holds ain zika. I see from this Mishnah clearly that yesh zika. Everything more lo'oilam ain zika. The emes and Remeir holds ain zika. So if that's the case, one should be able to miyabim these two women. They're not. There's no achoizik kosoi issue. Oh, mishum nikasav asal batal mitzvahs yevamin. We have another problem. This is a drabonan dika problem. That since a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah of yibum or chalitza, we don't want to be mevatel it by ignoring it. We want to do one of the two. Okay. So what's the problem? The dilma ad miyabim chad mayis idach. What happens if Levi is taka miyabim the Eishes Reuven? Okay, that's fine. Nothing. That's perfect. Because we just said now that ain zika. Now Yehuda is about to go be miyabim the Eishes Shimon, and unfortunately mayis idach. Unfortunately, Yehuda passed away. Suddenly, it was very, very tragic. You can imagine, Nebuch, one mother, already three out of four sons, Nebuch passed away, Reuven and Shimon passed away, now Yehuda passed away. Terrible tragedy. Okay, mayis idach. So now what happens now to the Eishes Shimon? Yehuda's no longer around to go mi miyabimer. So you're going to say, okay, so Levi. No, Levi can't because it would already be Achois Ishtoi. So what's going to happen? She's going to go away without any yibim, without any chalitza. She goes free, right? The Kambabal is mitzvah yivamin. As a result, you've been mevatel the mitzvah of yibim regarding Eishes Shimon. The intentions are all pure and perfect. We wanted to do Yibam. Avada, avada, avada. But unfortunately, as a result of these strange circumstances, Yehuda passed away. Eishes Shimon was left without anyone being miyabim her. What's your question?
If Levi can do chalitza with the other widow, what's the difference? Chalitza is a mitzvah, and the mitzvah of chalitza replaces the mitzvah of Yibam. So it's not. It's a technicality.
Levi now should go and give chalitza to Eishes Shimon.
Right.
He cannot, because now it's a Eishes. It's a chois ishtoi. Once he's miyabim the first one, it becomes his full-fledged wife. Now, if he wants to go and be miyabim or choylitz the second one, remember that's a sister.
Sister, right.
So it's a real, regular, normal case of a chois ishtoi. There's not a chois ishtoi, because it's a chois ishtoi mamish.
But many times you have chalitza to someone in the rabbana just as like belt and suspenders type of thing to make sure we're not being macho and anxious.
Yeah, but there's nothing over here.
I don't think you can do chalitza if it's an artificial chalitza. If there wasn't the option of yibum, then it's not a real chalitza.
Right. But there's no chiver whatsoever. This is, you know, classic. Once Levi is miyabim, Eishes Reuven becomes a full-fledged wife, right? Ishtel Choldavar, as you've already quoted a few times. So now it's his full-fledged wife. He wants to now go and be miyabim the Eishes Shimon. Yehuda should have done it, but Yehuda unfortunately passed away prematurely. Levi can no longer go and be miyabim her, because it's a chois ishtoi, and of course he's potter from giving chalitza, like
so,
our first
so mission. Because of the fear that Yehuda might pass away before he's able to give him, because you're choshish for that small probability.
Now, why are we choshish for that? Who's the Madiyama? That's your favorite. The Remeir is choshish l'miyuta, even achshash rochay. And therefore, but if you go and do chalitza for the first one, even if Yehuda pass away, maybe we'll do chalitza for the second one. No problem. He can go and do chalitza multiple times. But he can go and do even multiple times because of the problem of a choshish ishtay. Good. Break the Gemara. So you've gotten out of this by saying Remeir really holds Ein Zika, and the reason why we have to do Chalitza is because of this concept of the Is Osa Lebatel Mitzvah Yivat. Freiti Mar V'i Ein Zika Tebatel. If you hold Ein Zika, let it become Batel. Well, why let it become Batel? No, let us be Mevatel Mitzvah Yivat. The Rav Gamliel Omar Ein Zika, I said before Rabbi Kiva, I meant Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel agrees with Remeir that Ein Zika, and he holds a Mutel Batel Mitzvah Yivat. And he holds, I'm not concerned by the possibility that maybe there won't be Yibam or Chalitza. Where do we find this? Not. I'm Gamil Oimer, and Miana Miana, Vimloi Miana, Tamten Ad Shetagdu, Vetetze Alazu Mishum Achois Isha. But what's the case of Ram Gamliel? The case of Ram Gamliel was that you had two brothers that were married to two sisters, like we had before. However, there's one wrinkle. Reuven was married to a Gedoyla, meaning she was at least 12 years old, 12 and a half years old. Shimon, however, was married to a Tana. And he was married through Kiddushin Dirabon, meaning that there was no father, and therefore the mother or the older brothers went and married her off. You could also have a case of Sim v'chayav, but we don't have to get into all those details. Okay, anyway, so you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven married to the older daughter, who's 15, and Shimon is married to the younger daughter, which is a younger sister, which who's 10 years old. What happened? Ma'aseh Kadosh Baruch Hu. Reuven unfortunately passes away suddenly. Okay, so now Shimon, who's married to the younger sister, now has a zika to the older sister. Now what should you do? So the Tanakama, which the Gemara doesn't bring, which Rashi does bring, says, we're going to go and say to the 10-year-old, we want you to go and say, Miun, I don't want to live with Shimon anymore. As soon as she says Miun, that's mafkia the kedushin lemafrei, as if they were never married. Now Shimon will be available to who? To go and marry and be miyabim, the original Eishes Reuven, of Mekayim, a mitzvah, and a teira of Yibim, a givaldi gesach. So therefore we teach the younger sister, we go and educate her, and we tell her, I know that you love Shimon, it's all very, very nice, and we're sentimental and all the rest, but bottom line is, it would be halachically preferable if you could be mima'enes against Shimon, then you leave the scene, so that Shimon should be able to go mima'yabim the Eishes Reuven. That's what the Tanakhama says.
So it all depends on her that determines what her future...
Exactly. She has a choice. So it says Ram Gamliel, now going back to the Mishnah, Ram Gamliel Oymer, Emiana Miana, if she was willing to do that, fine, because I'm tight. We'll go and give her the guest of honor prize at the next Beis Yaakov dinner. Yes, thank you very much for being Mema'enis, and now Shimon was able to go and be Miyabim, the Eishes Reuven. Very good.
Mema'enis of the year award.
Exactly. Vim Loy Miana, what happened? She says, no, I like Shimon, and Shimon's very good to me, and I'm very good to him, and we're perfect, and blah, 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 and I want to stay with him. Okay, so what do you do now? Can Shimon go and be miyabim the Eishes Reuven now? No. Because although he's only married to his wife, midrabanon, because after all, miyun means it's a kiddushin midrabanon, but lemaisa, midrabanon, she happens to be achois ishtoi. He can't go midrabanon achois ishtoi, he can't go marry her. So what should you do? Says, I'm going to leave him loy miyana, if she doesn't want to be manis, tamtin ad shetagdil, let's wait until this 10-year-old now becomes 12 or 12 and a half year old. She becomes a gedoyla. Now, and they will continue to live with each other. So Eisha Shimon will now be upgraded from economy to first class. In other words, from Kiddushin Rabbanan, where Miyun would have helped. Now she's a gedoyla. Miyun doesn't help anymore. Now she's upgraded to a Kiddushin D'Araisa. And the Eishes Reuven, who was waiting until now patiently, now she'll be able to leave Misham Achois Ish, because now she's a real Achois Ishtoi Min HaTayra. Aye, Rabbi Gamliel, how do you give such an eitzah? You're being mevatel mitzvah yevamin. You're creating a situation where Eishes Reuven is going to go out free, elcheiris, if you will, chofshi, without having yibam, without having chalitza, and you're allowing this to happen. You're telling the you don't want to be mem, and it's fine because it's entitled. We'll wait 2 or 3 years, and then she'll go out free. So we see that Rabbi Gamliel, who subscribes to the Ein Zika Shita of Rabbi Meir, holds him not concerned about being Mevatel Mitzvah Yevamin. So, Bazoi, how did you tell me, according to Rabbi Meir, I am worried about Mevatel Mitzvah Yevamin? And the Gemara gives a very easy answer. And the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Gamliel Ad Rabbi Meir Karamis. You ask a Kashim Gamliel Rabbi Meir. Both of them were very distinguished great Tanoim. Rabbi Gamliel held Ein Zika, and Rabbi Meir held Ein Zika, Maskim. In that respect, they both agreed it was unanimous. But Lagabi the dinner, Mevatel, Mitzvah Yevamin, Rabbi Meir respectfully holds Osel Levatel, and Rabbi Gamliel holds Mutel Levatel. So what's the Kasha? Right? Very simple. Little more light. Of course I knew that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Meir are two separate individuals. But Hachi Kamrin, what was bothering me is the following. Rabbi Meir Chayish Afil Lesveika. Remember Rabbi Meir's Chashash before. Remember that was, even remember Barry was astounded, even though Barry always tells us that a mayor is always choshish lemuta. What was the case of the Suffolk before? The case of the Suffolk before was that you had two brothers married two sisters, and unfortunately both brothers passed away. You have two other brothers, Levi and Yehuda, in the wings. Both of them, lechayra, should have gone and be miyabim, and you hold ain zika, so there's no zika problem. No, you can't be miyabim, because if Levi's going to be miyabim, Eishes Reuven, you know what might happen? Yehuda might have cardiac arrest and he might die, and then the Eishes Shimon, nobody will be Miyabimer, will be Mevatel Mitzvah Yibamim, and therefore we're better off doing Chalitzis rather than doing Yibam. I mean, how likely is this to happen? It could happen, of course, but it's a remote chashash. But nevertheless, Ramei Chayesh Afilim is faker. Ram Gamliel Afil Vaday LeChayesh. Here in the case of Ram Gamliel, she's Vaday going to become eventually 12, 13 years old, right? She's 10, wait 2 years, you're going to go and grow up. And he's like, it doesn't bother me. So she grows up, and then the Eishes Reuven goes free because of she's Achoisish. It doesn't bother me. Does that make sense? That a Mei should be Choisish Afil LeSveika, and Ram Gamliel Afil Vaday LeChayesh? Everyone, Och Nishke Ferlech. The one that's choishish is choishish even for the sofik, and this is where Remeir comes in, where Barry comes in, that Remeir always choishish. The miyutah, so even though it's a 1% chance that Yehuda might die, but he might die. It might, but he might. And therefore, I'm choishish. And I'm going to say, hey, I finish choishish the miyutah. If it happens, it happens. It doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I'm not even choishish even for a bat. Okay, zayegit. So now we asked a couple of kashis and rayas, yesh zika, ein zika. Now the Gemara wants to clarify who Rav Yehuda was holding like. Remember, we had two major mandiyomas yesterday. We had Rav Huna Omar Rav that held ein zika, and we had Rav Yehuda that holds yesh zika. In which case? The case is Shemeres Yom Shemei, so you're allowed to go and marry Ima or not. Good. That's a detail. But the point is, Rav Huna Omar Rav said, Ein Zika. Rav Yehuda said, Yesh Zika. Now, all of you that have learned Shas many, many times know that Rav Yehuda had two Rebbes. Originally, Rav Yehuda learned by Rav. Rav, unfortunately, eventually passed away. And Rav Yehuda then went over to the Bais Medrash and the Yeshiva of Shmuel. So the question is, when Rav Yehuda said his Halacha yesterday, was Rav Yehuda parenthetically saying the name of Rav? What was he parenthetically saying in the name of Shmuel?
Why couldn't you say it in his own name? Why do we have to say it? I mean, many times we have Talmidim.
You're right. But the Gemara is assuming that he didn't go and create something new, but that in fact he was following the traditions of his Rebbe. So now that being the case, without continuing on to the Gemara, which one do you think would be more reasonable to assume? That Rav Yehuda is following. Is he following Rav's halacha? Or is he following Shmuel's halacha?
Shmuel, because Rav Huna was also a student of Rav.
So Barry says very beautifully, since the Gemara said Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Ein Zika, would we want to establish a machloikis between the Talmidim of Rav of what Rav held? That Rav Huna said Rav held Ein Zika, and Rav Yehuda said, no, you weren't listening to the shiur, you were spacing out, you were looking at your BlackBerry, you were falling asleep, you don't know what was going on, and therefore he really held Yesh Zika. Do we want to say that? Or wouldn't it have been much better to go and say, Rav Yehuda saying the name of Rav, Ein Zika, and Rav Yehuda saying the name of Shmuel, Yesh Zika. It's better to go and say, and that's what the Gemara is saying now. So Gemara, Amalei Abayi, Rav Yosef, had Rav Yehuda the Shmuel here. Rav Yehuda is taka following the psak of Shmuel. And I'm going to show you that taka Shmuel holds Yesh Zika. Where does Shmuel hold Yesh Zika? It's not yet another fact pattern. Oh, fascinating fact pattern. Shemeres Yavam Shekidesh Achiv Es Achoysa. You have a case of three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven was happily married to Shprinza. Good. Reuven passed away. Shprinza is now the Shemeres Yavam, what we call the Yavama. Shemeres Yavam means she's waiting for a decision on Yibam or Chalitza. She's the Yavama. Okay. Now, there are two other brothers, Shimon and Levi. Shimon could go and be Miyabimer. Levi could be Miyabimer. Shimon could give her a chalitza. Levi can give her a chalitza. Instead, you know what happens? Levi knows the sister of this Yavama, and he says, I'm not interested in this Yavama. She's not frum enough for me. She's not pretty enough for me. She's not this, she's not that. I'm going to go and marry the sister, who's a tzedekis and a wonderful person. And he goes and gives Erisim, Kesef, Kedushin, or Ishtar, to the sister of his Yavama. Now, are you allowed to do something like that? Okay, so if you hold Yesh Zika, it would be Achoisu Kukosa. If you don't hold a Zika, then it's not a problem. I mean, there's always Zika, but I mean, if you hold that Zika creates such a tenuous issues, then it would be prohibited. So let's assume that ain't Zika. So Kiddush Achiv is Achoisa, he went and...
I think there's a problem, though, because...
What's the problem?
That would imply that one of the brothers that was married to the sisters doesn't get to pass his children because his wife wasn't as pretty as the other wife that you chose.
Can you repeat that again? I didn't follow.
So you have two brothers that were married.
Originally, were three.
Okay.
Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuben passed away.
Going back to the case where you had two brothers that both died.
Right.
And their two wives were to pass to the two brothers that
it's
were alive.
Four brothers scenario. This the is four a brothers, brothers scenario.
Yeah. Right.
So in that situation family. You can't because...
Okay, those are the Rosenbergs. This is the...
No, those were the Smiths and these are the Jones. Two different cases. But yeah, what's up to you?
Even if it's Ein Zika, isn't there an issue over here because as long as she's Shemiris Yovan... The whole thing's in limbo. We don't know who's gonna.
Oh, so that's your Shkoyach Rabbi Yoina is giving us the segue to the continuation of the Mishnah.
So the question is
yes, Rabbi Kor.
Kedushin invalid if you have a situation where you have certain priorities first. Why should the kedushin be chal?
Right, so
let's
does nothing. It's
Rabbi said we're not recommending this way that a person should have done that, but he did it. So what do you do now? We have a fact pattern. These people are not tzaddikim gemurim, shvachat tzaddikim. So what happened? Shimon has been waiting to make a decision what he's going to do. He hasn't done anything. Levi, in the meantime, has gone and done not nisuin. He's done erusin with the sister of the Yavam. Not a nice thing to do, but that's what he did.
Could we know that? They live in different cities.
Maybe he didn't know. Menti is always malam etzchus. Zeigit. So what do you do in such a case? Mishim Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amru. Oimrim loy, we go and tell the Levi that was gave the kiddushin to the sister. I'm like hamtein achiyase achicha masa. Don't do nisuin. Stay where you are until Shimon will be miyabim the eishes ruuvein. Why is that any better? Because says Rashi, at this moment, if you were to go and do consummate your marriage, do nisuin, then you'd be marrying the achoiz zikukosoi. Doing the kiddushin itself, I mean, it wasn't a nice thing to do. Okay, you gave her money, and now you're husband and wife, but lamaisa, they haven't consummated the marriage yet. The problem of the achoiz zikukosoi is if he's going to have beer. So if the Levi is going to go and do nisuin, and he's going to go and actually live with the sister of the Shemeres Yom. The Shemeres Yom didn't just fall for Shimon, fell to him too, right? It's the same Zika to all of them. So if he's going to go and consummate the marriage of with the sister, so then he's going to be living with Achois Zikukasai, and therefore we tell him, you know what, hold off. Just stop here, don't do nisuin yet. Let's see what Shimon does. If Shimon now is Miyabem the Eishes Reuven, or if he gives chalitza to the Eishes Reuven, now she will no longer be in the parsha. The zika will have been mufka, will go away. The zika will either go away because he did yibam, and therefore there's no longer zika. They're now husband and wife. Or if he gives chalitza, then certainly the zika goes away. And then after that, vis-a-vis Levi, there's no longer an achoy ziku kosei issue because zika went away. He'll be able to go and do nisuin.
What about Levi doing chalitza himself?
Sorry.
What about Levi doing chalitza himself?
Should he does chalitza to that woman?
What can he go and do chalitza himself?
He realized he made a mistake and, mm-hmm. and he gave her money. Gave the sister money. Now he just goes and does chalitza. Mm-hmm. It's finished.
To end the zika, he wants to terminate the zika so he can move on and get married. Yeah. So he goes to the older sister. And
you know, yeah. First time. I see there's a long toisis that talks about something, but I'm not sure he addresses this issue. L'choyre, you're right. Why does the Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira have to say, why doesn't he just do it himself? It's a good point. I don't know the answer, but at least let's understand what Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira said. Let's wait until you go and do some maisa, assuming the hopeful maisa, says Rashi, is, for instance, then the zika will go away, and then you won't have an achoyz zikukasi problem. That's, you certainly agree, the Levi couldn't go and do yibam on the Eishes Reuven, because he's already married to the Erusin extent with the sister, so he certainly couldn't do yibam. Question, maybe he couldn't do chalitza.
Yeah,
maybe there's halacha, if you can't do yibam, you can't do chalitza. I don't know. It's a good point. It's a good ha'ara. Yes, Melachim.
If he's waiting to see what his brother does, if his brother has an active, maybe he doesn't have the right to do a chalitza, because that option is not available to him yet, because his brother hasn't exercised it. Maybe that's why.
No, your brother can go ahead and do it. There's no marriage problem here. One of the brothers can go ahead and do chalitza or yibam to the widow without a problem. You're supposed to go to the older brother first.
Right, so if one does my older brother, you have an active first, I can't just go and step ahead of you and just do chalitza.
Right.
The
question may be, once he does a minor on the sister, the zika is weakened already.
Mm-hmm.
The kiddushin. That's what Mandy means.
The zika is weakened to the other woman.
To Levi.
This would help.
Good. comes
on. He's kedushin of one, and inhibits him doing.
Maybe. Well, he certainly can do yibum. So maybe the fact that he can do yibum is taka weakened, and therefore maybe he can do chalitzira. It's a very good hara. We have to look at mufashim. But yes, remember what the fact pattern is over here, that we go and say to Levi, hold off, don't do nisuin, wait until the zika expires or evaporates. How? By Shimon going and marrying. Now let me ask you a question. Based on this fact pattern, do you think that the Mishnah holds ein zika, or does the Mishnah hold yesh zika? Obviously it holds yesh zika. Because if you hold ein zika, then Levi has nothing to worry about. I married the sister of the Yivam, it's not true, but ein zika, it's not an achoy zishtu problem, it's not nothing to do with me, I can go marry, I can go and consummate the marriage. Achoy zuka kosei. If I hold ein zika, there's no achoy zuka kosei, there's nothing to worry about. Is the choyra rai that Mishnah holds yesh zika? And guess what happened? The Yomar Shmuel, halakrib, you remember Seira, so obviously Shmuel holds yesh zika. So isn't it logical to go and say that Rav Yehuda said yesterday, Shemeret Yom, Shemesa, Asa Be'ima, yesh zika, that Rav Yehuda wasn't saying it on his own. He wasn't saying in the name of Rav, he was saying in the name of Shmuel, because Shmuel holds yesh zika. He holds yesh zika. Wonderful, Rav Yehuda says the name of his Rebbe, Shmuel. Amalei. So he asked him, why do you have to, is Rabbi Yosef and Abaye talking? Yeah. So Rabbi Yosef says back to Abaye, why? The Eder Rav Mai, you're going to ask me that if I would say that Rabbi Yehuda is saying in the name of Rav Yezika, you're going to say Kasha the Rav Ad Rav, then we have a stira Rav and Rav, because Rav Huna Omer Rav said, Ein Zika, and Rav Yehuda Omer Rav now holds Yezika. So you're going to ask a stira Rav and Rav, the Mamaroi Nineveh, leave it the Rav. Just like we have very often in Shas, two Amiroi, meaning two Talmidim of the same Rebbe, had a machloikis as to what the Rebbe held. This one held that Rav had Yezika, and this one held Enzika. Makal Rash. Says Abaye back to Rav Yosef, of course you're right, but that's kind of the last option. If I have no other option, I say, it's a machloikis of the Talmidim of Rav. I don't want to make machloikis in. We always want to be Shalom al Yisrael. Especially Talmidim of the same Rav to go and say, he heard Yeshik and heard Ein Zika. Shvach. So therefore says Imar, Kim Nitma Mishmei de Shmuel Behedja, since I know for sure that Shmuel holds Yeshik, by the fact that Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, see, Avada holds Yeshik. And Mishmei de Rav Kim Iroi. The only way that we could say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rav, if we make a machloikis amiroim, talmidim of what Rav said, says Rav Yosef now to Abai or Abai to Rav Yosef, leshavkina mishmei deshmu behedya or magmina kamiroim alibed Rav. I much prefer to go and say that Rav Yehuda was saying the name of Shmuel and not in the name of Rav, so as not to go and make a machloikis between what Rav really held. Now, if I didn't know what Shmuel held, I can't just go and take Shmuel out of thin air. But I know for sure that Shmuel holds Yezika, because he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So therefore, it's much more mistaber to go and say that when Rabbi Yehuda said his halacha yesterday, he was saying in the name of Shmuel, rather than creating a machloikis between the Talmidim of Rav as to what Rav held. Beautiful. Rav Kahana tells the Oilam, I have an even a better solution. Why? Because I had a new Oiz Vehuda Shas. That's the new Shas, which is very popular nowadays. So Amar Rav Kahana, Amrit Vishmata Kami de Rav Zvid Minedo. I repeated this Shtikal Toyed in front of Rav Zvid Minedo. Omar, so Rav Zvid said, Atun Hochi Masnisala. The reason why you had to have this whole Shak Levitaria, whether Rav Yehuda holds like Rav, or Rav Yehuda holds like Shmuel, because it doesn't say Beferish. Anan, in our Gemara, you already have the Hagoyis V'tziyunim on the side, and they added Be'edim Masnisen, Masninan, Amar Yehuda Shmuel, Shemer Shem Shemeza, also Be'ima. It says very clearly, Amar Yehuda Amar, Shmuel. Why? Amar Kasava Yezika, about Shmuel Tamei. Where did I even find that Shmuel hold Yezika? Oh, on the top of the Amar, the Amar Shmuel, Allah Kabir Ben Beseira. Fine. Zaya, Zaya, get. So bottom line is, that what the Gemara has now added as an additional footnote is, we talk at a shayl with Rabbi Yehuda saying the name of Rav is saying the name of Shmuel. Rav Zvid Minedo didn't have that issue, because in his Gemaras it was taka printed. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Of course they didn't have printed Gemaras, they did everything bal peh, or they had whatever notes, but the point is, they had the Kabbalah with Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel, and therefore we don't even have this whole Shakla Vatari, Rav, Shmuel, Rav.
Expand Rav Zvid's example, just to say, because a Shemir Shavim, to a brother dies, And now
I'm not sure what you mean. Rav Zilla didn't give an example. Right, that was Rav Yehuda of yesterday. Go back to Gemara yesterday. Yehuda Amish Yom Shemesa Osir Beima. That's the whole Yezika. That's the whole Machloekas. Rav Huna Marav said Ein Zika, and he holds Yezika. Now the question is, Freit to Gemara Utzrichi. What means Tzrichi? I now have that Shmuel has made a record for himself of Yesh Zika in two separate instances. In the case of Yehuda Amr Shmuel, and the case of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseder. By the way, don't confuse the two Rav Yehudas, because this was Rav Yehuda, who was a Talmud, he was an Amoira. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseder is a Tana in a Mishnah and in a Brisa. Aha. Okay, so said Yimur Utzrichi, why did Shmuel have to say Yesh Zika twice? Now, what were the two cases? Yesh Zika. The E Ashmin and Yesh Zika have a Minahani Mili Bechad. Betray loy. Mm-hmm. What does he mean to say? Going back to the Gemara of yesterday, what was the case? You had two brothers altogether, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven passed away. Mrs. Reuven now falls the Yibam to Shimon. What did Shimon do? Shimon says, unfortunately, Shimon didn't say anything. Shimon is waiting to go Mimiyabim, the Eishes Reuven. The Eishes Reuven dies. She also passed away. She was probably so much grief after her husband passed away. She also passed away. Ah, okay. Now Shimon wants to do something. You know, Ruv, what should I do? I can't go marry Eishes Reuven. I can't go and be make him the Och of Shame for Reuven. I can't do anything for Eishes Reuven. They're both Nebuch upstairs in Shemaim, eternal bliss. What am I supposed to do? You know what? I saw at the Shiva the mother of the Eishes Reuven. I'd like to go and marry her. Would I be allowed to go and marry her? Now, why not? Shimon didn't do anything. Oh, but it's the mother of his Zika. Says of Yehuda Meshmuel, oh sir, you're not allowed to. I didn't do anything. It's true, but you're not doing anything was also the Zika. As soon as Reuven passed away, and Eishes Reuven fell to you too, Shimon, it's as if Shimon made up a shtickle marriage, the Yesh Zika marriage, and therefore it's as if you were married, even though she passed away. Can he now go and marry the mother? No, because that would be a chamoisa al yedei zika. It's an erva. So that's, again, that's what Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel said yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shemesh, Yom Shemesh, Asa Be'ima, Al Mekasav Yesh Zika. But that case was talking about that there were only two brothers altogether, Reuven and Shimon. What happened if there would have been three brothers? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven passed away. Eishes Reuven now falls to Shimon and Levi, to both of them. Now, Eishes Reuven passes away as well. Shimon wants to go and marry the mother of his former Yevama, of the Eishes Reuven. Isn't that our case? No, that's not our case, because now we're talking about two brothers. So I might have thought in such a case, Shmuel would have held, no, the Zika is much more tenuous now. It's much more flimsy. It's exactly, it's diluted. Because why should you assume that it's a Zika to Shimon? It's a Zika to Levi. It's really a Zika to both of them. So therefore, Shimon can honestly say, she was never destined for me. She looked like Levi, and she smelled like Levi, and she acted like Levi. They were both Tzadikim and Tzidkunis. Everybody in the world said that Eishes Reuven is going to go marry Levi, and therefore I decided to go and marry the mother of Nebuch, of this Yevama that Nebuch passed away. So maybe Shmuel would agree in such a case that ain't Zika, and he would be allowed to go and marry her. That's what I might have thought. That's why I have to have the second case here on the top of the Amud. What was the top of the Amud? Remember, Shemeris Yovam Shekidish Ochiv Es Achoisa, that they were taka three brothers. Reuven passed away. Reuven passed away. Now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon and to Levi. What did Levi do? Levi went and married through Erisin, the sister of the Eishes Reuven, of his Yevama. What? So we said, Hamtin, wait, don't do anything until Shimon makes his crucial decision, Yibim Chalitza, Yibim Chalitza. And Rabbi Yonah said, why can't you go and be Mechabed Levi? You should also do Chalitza. We had it in Mendel, had a Guttas for and Barry, and much got the Gamza Grachka about it. But bottom line is, what did we say? Wait. Why do we say wait? After all, if Shimon's Taka going to eventually do Yibim or Chalitza with the Yavama, doesn't that show you that there was no Zika at all at any time to Levi? Because there were two brothers. It was a 50-50 chance. But even in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseir says, wait. And Shmuel says, I agree, you got to go and wait. Why? Because you see that he holds Yezika, not only a case of one brother, but even the case of two surviving brothers. Ah, Utrik Liash bin Yezika in the first case of yesterday. Bechad, because there's only one surviving brother, Yezika. Ah, but there's two surviving brothers. Like Kamashlan, that's why we have to have the case at the top of the Amud of the two surviving brothers. Okay, so only say the aloha on the top of the Amud. What do we need yesterday's aloha for? Yes, one, they're still alive. Shimon and Levi and the Eishes Reuven and the sister of the Eishes Reuven, Baruch Hashem, all of them are alive and kicking, even if they're not kicking, but they're all alive, Baruch Hashem. In such a case, yeshika, that I understand. But in the case of yesterday, we're talking about the Shemes Yovan passed away. Laman Hashem, she's died already. If she died already, I would think that perhaps Shmuel would lighten up and Shmuel would allow for the remaining brother, surviving brother, to go and marry Chamoisa, the mother of the Eishes Reuven. So I might have thought, she's dead. I can't do anything with this Yavama. There's nothing to wait for Hamte. There's nothing to wait for Shiteret. So maybe in such a case, Shmuel will lighten up and say, you are allowed to go and marry the mother of your former Zika. That's what I thought. Zika doesn't just go away like that. And in fact, they were married. To remove a Zika, you have to have either Yibam or a Chalit. So you can't just go and say, poof. So even though the Eishes Reuven passed away and nothing ever happened with her, nevertheless, Yei Zika, and according to Yehuda Mishmuel, you would not be allowed to go and marry the mother of that Eishes Reuven, because the mother of Eishes Reuven was the mother of his Zika, and therefore it's a Chamoisa al Yedei Zika, and that's why it's prohibited. Bottom line is, that's why we needed Shmuel to repeat the Loch of Yesh Zika, both in yesterday's fact pattern, as well as today's fact pattern. Because yesterday was only talking about one brother, Yesh Zika. Kamashulam today, even my two brothers, Yesh Zika. And why don't we just talk about today's case? What do you need yesterday's case? Because today's case is talking about Mechayim. Then, of course, Yesh Zika, they're alive. But yesterday's case was La'achar Moves, La'achar Misa, Kamashulam. Even there is a Zika, because Zika Mechti, Loi Paka. Very good. Okay, we start a new Mishnah, but really it's not new, as Rabbi Cohen always points out, because in fact we had this Mishnah earlier on in the first parak. We're going to come into the novel halacha of Reb Shimon, where Reb Shimon doesn't agree to an across-the-board Eishes Ach Shlei Hoye Bai Lomai. He says it depends on the facts. It's not always Potter Als Eishes Ach Shlei Bai Lomai. So, what are you talking about? Mishnah. Let's remember what the fact pattern was in the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah on Yud Zayin, which we learned earlier this morning, and we learned yesterday, what's the Eishes Ach Shlei Hoye Lomai? Shnei Achim, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven passed away, V'noilehen Ach, and now Levi is born. The Ach Kach Yibim Hasheni Es Eishes Achim. And now Shimon did Yibim. So it's a case of Noilad, Levi was born first, and then after that, Shimon did Yibam. In such a case, says our Mishnah, if Shimon passes away, then Levi cannot ever marry, cannot be Miyabim, the Eishes Reuven that became the Eishes Shimon, because of Eishes actually Hoye Bai Lomai. Right? Our case is going to be the opposite. What do I mean the opposite? Reuven Taka passed away. Levi was not born yet. Levi is still in utero, or for that matter, his mother wasn't even pregnant yet. And Shimon, and now is Miyabim, the Eishes Reuven. A year later, Levi comes on the scene. Ah, so now what happens if Shimon passes away? Would Levi be able to come in Miyabim, the Eishes Shimon? According to the first Mishnah, Eishes actually by Lomai. After all, she was originally Eishes Reuven. Reb Shimon says, in this fact pattern, no, as far as Levi is concerned, Eishes Reuven, that's history. Because when Levi was born, she was already the Eishes Shimon. So the fact that she was originally 10 years ago Eishes Reuven, that's of no concern, no interest, I don't care. That's history. Today, when I was born, Levi, Eishes Shimon was married to Shimon. Now when Shimon passes away, Levi can be Miyabim, the Eishes Shimon. So therefore, that's the difference between the Mishnah of yesterday and the Mishnah of today. There you're talking about that Levi was born before Shimon was Miyabim, and therefore he had some sort of connection to Reuven. What was that connection? The Zika connection. But Lamasa, they were Eishes Ach Shlei Hoye Bai Lomai. Potter. In our case, however, he was born after Shimon already was Meyabim, so therefore Reuven, his history is out of this.
And the Zika terminates with the Yivam.
Exactly. So that's how we're going to understand our Mishnah, and then we're going to see in the Gemara it's not that simple. But first, let's see the Mishnah. So look at the Mishnah. Shnei Achim, Umeis Echem Mehan, so far the same as before, and now the key. The Yibam Hasheni es Eishes Achim. First, Shimon did Yibam. The Yachkach Noilenach. Not like yesterday it was, Levi was born first, and then Shimon did Yibam. Here we're doing Shimon did Yibam first, and then after the Noilenach. Now, as far as the Tanakhama is concerned, it makes absolutely no difference whether it was Yibam V'Yachkach Noilen, or Noilen V'Yachkach Yibam, in both cases. When Shimon passes away, that's Umes, Shimon passes away. And now we say, Levi, go and be Miyabim the Eishes Shimon. He cannot be Miyabim the Eishes Shimon. Harishoni Yoitim Shim Eishes Akshloyot Boilamai. I, Levi says, I never met Reuven, never even heard of Reuven. Makes no difference. Lamaisa, she was an Eishes Reuven at one point. Osir forever and ever. Levi can never go and marry her.
Will you have an interpreter? Is a question when he's going to be in existence that he should be able to.
Oh, if Frank Zegot, Rabbi Cohen says, where does this whole concept come of the Eish Rach Shloim Balamai? So if you remember, we had yesterday a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki Yeshvu Achem Yachtov, Shoislam Yeshiva Achas Bo'ilam. They had to both live contemporaneously together in the world. In Zokta Tanakama, they never lived contemporaneously, and therefore, even many years later, Levi cannot be Miyabin the Eishes Shimon because she was originally the Eishes Reuven. It's an Eishes actually by Lamai, Vashni Mishim Tzerasa, word for word like our previous Mishnah, the same Allah. Same thing the same for Asa Bamayim Rumes, Ashni Chaletzvelo, Messiah Bemis, because it's a Kedushin Rabbanon like we learned in the first Mishnah. Now Reb Shimon comes on the scene. Even though Reb Shimon comes on after the Asa Bamayim, Rashi points out Reb Shimon is arguing with the Reish of the Mishnah. He's not talking about the Maimer case. Reb Shimon Oimer, in this case, what was this case? That was Yibem, the Yachkach Noilod, Miabim Li Ezemen Shiyirza, Choyz Ezemen Shiyirza. There is no din of Eishes Achshloi Hoyaboy Lamai. Why not? Because as far as Levi is concerned, this woman was never married to Reuven. Oh, but she was married to Reuven. That Zika went poof as soon as Shimon was Miyabim, the Eishes Reuven. Reuven is now Gishtarben, forget about Zika, forget about Reuven. From now on, she's only known as Eishes Shimon. Levi was contemporaneous with Shimon, and therefore Levi can go and be Miyabim. Very, very good. Now, what does Reb Shimon hold in the first case, yesterday's case in the first Mishnah? I don't know. Doesn't say anything in the Mishnah what Reb Shimon holds. L'chayre, since Reb Shimon comes at the end of our Mishnah, L'chayre is only arguing in our fact pattern and not in the fact pattern of the first Mishnah. And that makes sense because the whole Hezbollah, what's the difference between the first case and the second case? In the first case, we were talking about that he was Noilid V'Achkach Yivim, so he did have some sort of Zika, some sort of Shaykhis to the Eishes Reuven. In our case, when he was born, Reuven and Shigishtarim and Eishes Reuven, that's all history. He came on the scene, she was already Eishes Shimon. That's how we distinguish the two fact patterns. However, Amr Rav Oishia, Cholika Reb Shimon Af Parishayna. Reb Shimon disagreed even in the first case. Why? What's the right? Now, just think about
this. There's no double jeopardy, essentially.
What do you mean, double jeopardy?
Once
Reb Shimon Af Parishayna. Where do you take this from? Meritani Mishnah Yaseira. Bova Dereisha Leman Kitanila. We have a Mishnah Yaseira. Meaning, why did we have to have yesterday's case? Why don't we just have today's case in the Mishnah? Bova Dereisha Leman Kitanila. According to whom did Rabbeinu HaKadosh codify that and make that into the first Mishnah? Elim the Rabbanan, you're going to tell me to go and teach you the shit of Rabbanan. Rabbanan means those that disagree with Reb Shimon. Hashta, madach in the case of our Mishnah, where it's Yibim of Soif Noilad, where in our Mishnah, which we just learned now, by the time Levi came on the scene, Tchi Ashkecha, when he met Mrs. Shimon for the first time, Beteir Ashkecha, he met her Beheter, meaning that the previous Zika of Reuven had already gone away a while ago. He met Eishes Shimon, he never met Eishes Reuven, Beteir Ashkecha. Nevertheless, Asir Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say, I don't care, it doesn't make a difference, it's an Eishes actually by Lamai, and it's Asir. is noyde be'akach yova mibaya. So in the case of the first Mishnah, Avadi is going to hold that there will be an Eishes achshli hayabay lamay. Why? Because Levi had a shaykhis bezika to Reuven. Remember, they were not boiling together. Reuven died when Levi was born.
She was Eishes Reuven.
She still had the shtembel, the name of Eishes Reuven, Mrs. Reuven. You sent her mail, you had to write Mrs. Reuven. So then, Allah has come to kama in such a case, if afterwards Shimon is miyabim her, and Shimon died, of course Levi won't be able to go miyabim, because Levi is not allowed to go marry the Eishes Reuven. So you're telling me she's not Eishes Reuven now, but she was Eishes Reuven when Levi was already in existence. Once Eishes Reuven, always Eishes Reuven, and therefore Eishes Achshalei Balamei. So Madach, in our case of our Mishnah, where, one second, where Levi had no Shaychus to Reuven and Eishes Reuven at all. When Levi was born, she was already known as Mrs. Shimon, and all of her legal documents, Mrs. Shimon. Nevertheless, our Mishnah says, don't be Miyabim. You have nothing to do with Reuven. But nevertheless, don't be Miyabim, because she was originally one time Mrs. Reuven. I didn't know her as Mrs. Reuven. I don't care whether you knew her or not. The Maisi, she was Mrs. Reuven. Eish Achshalei Balamei. Awesome. It's the last Kamakama when Levi came on the scene, if he was born when she still was Mrs. Reuven. Then it's a Chavad and Avad, it's an Eish Achshalei Balamei, that he shouldn't be able to come in Miyabim. So why did we need the earlier case of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin? That I need that Mishnah. According to Reb Shimon, even though Reb Shimon is not mentioned there, but Reb Oishi says Reb Shimon argues both on our Mishnah and the previous Mishnah. The reason why we have the Mishnah on Daf Yedayin is to tell you that Reb Shimon holds it even in that fact pattern. When Levi came on the scene, she was still Mrs. Reuven because Shimon had not been miyabim her. Says Reb Shimon, I don't care. It's still an Eishes. It's not an Eishes Achshalei Balamei. And Levi could eventually marry her after Shimon is miyabim her. That's the chiddush of Reb Shimon in that Mishnah. Wow! Can you imagine Reb Shimon?
Why did this codify by saying yesterday? Why do we have to wait?
Yeah, that tomorrow's going to ask that question. I'm in a slide. Don't be nervous. Betana Seifa, and the reason why you have Mishnah, our Seifa, our Mishnah, Diachak Koychin the Rabbanon, to go in the Torah. It's in this fact pattern that the Rabbanon still hold it isn't Eishes Achshalei Balamei, even though by the time Levi was born, she was no longer known as Mrs. Reuven. People have forgotten that Reuven even existed. She was known as Mrs. Shimon. Mrs. Shimon. Nevertheless, the Rabbanon hold in our Mishnah, it's still an Eishes Achshalei Balamei. But now everybody's kasha. If the chiddush of Daf Yedayin is to tell you Reb Shimon, Ubedinu the Nifrig Reb Shimon Bereisha. Why is Reb Shimon silent until now?
Was he yesterday?
Sekti has the Gemara to tell you Musa Haskel the Derech Eretz of Reb Shimon by Yechoy. What was his Derech Eretz? Elanotel Rabbanon ad the Mesayim leMelsayil. He said the Rabbanon. What does it say in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? Shibed Dvorim Begoylam Hanichlus B'Toyach Divrei Chaveroi. He saw that the Rabbanon were talking. The Rabbanon were talking in the first Mishnah, and even though by Umdin Shas it's two blot later, but in the Mishnayis it's the next Mishnah, the Rabbanon are saying the first halacha, and the Rabbanon are saying the second halacha, and now all of a sudden when they're quiet, Reb Shimon says, have you finished? Yes, we're finished. Oh, respectfully, I disagree with both of you, both, and halacha number Aleph, and halacha number Beit. Let's just finish this thought, and then we'll address Reb Simcha's kasha. Let's finish off what you have to say, but the Itaka argues on both cases. Now, Reb Simcha has a question.
Very simple. The Rabbanon hold, essentially, that once there is a Yibum that takes place in Shvacha, Menela, even it stops any more Yibum. It's once and done. In other words, Elevi, it Bolam not Bolam doesn't make a difference, Rabbanon, right?
I don't really understand what you're saying, but to continue on.
No. Reuven dies.
Right, now we have Mrs. Reuven is Yibama.
Shimon is Miyabim, Mrs. Reuven.
Right.
Now, Levi's not born in the world, doesn't matter. He comes to the world, Shimon dies, he comes to Rabbanon, there's no Yibam. No.
Why no Yibam? Because she is an Eishes Achshalei Balamei, vis-a-vis Eishes Reuven.
Good. And certainly, even if Levi was living in the world,
yeah,
right, there's still Yibam.
Both cases, whether Levi was born earlier, before the Yibam, right. After Yibam,
it's one done. Yibam. Shimon's not care.
Yeah.
Like this. Whether or not he's B'chayim or not, once there, assume they were all B'chayim for example.
Yeah.
Shuv Yimru were alive, Mrs. Reuven dies. Mm-hmm. Shimon is Miyabim, Mrs. Reuven.
Right.
Okay. Now, she's obviously all Salzacious. But once again, such a thing transpires,
mm-hmm.
it's not one and done.
Right.
The halacha of yibum continues. In other right. words, that's the Iker Mahalakas, no?
Your explanation of the Rabbanu was very, very good. By Reb Shimon, I think it's a slightly different wrinkle.
Well, Reb Shimon saying that even if a chayiv,
chayiv of whom? Of chayiv of Levi?
Yeah, even if Levi's alive.
And Mrs. Reuven is still a Yevama, and Shimon has not done anything yet, and Levi is born. So says Reb Shimon, according to Reb Oishia, it makes no difference whether Levi was born pre-Yibam of Shimon or post-Yibam of Shimon. Once Shimon makes Yibam, then the memories, the fond memories of Eishes Reuven end once and for all. It's history, but it's no longer relevant.
Correct.
And therefore, in either case, whether the Yibam came first or the lady came first, it makes no difference.
Exactly.
When Shimon passes away, then maybe we'll be able to be out.
In other words, there's Yibam doesn't stop.
Right.
The Chi of Yibam, even though there was once it happened with one brother, can do it again and again and again.
Okay, I don't know that you have to come on to that svar. The point is, once Yibam took place by Shimon, the Eishes Reuven status expires.
And if Shimon dies, there's still a
Zika. Right. Now there's a new Zika because of Shimon. And according to Reb Shimon, there's a new Zika because of Shimon. Good. So now, according to Reb Oishia, if Reb Shimon argues both on our Mishnah and the Mishnah Daf Yedzayin, how many more cases can you think of Eishes Achshlei Balamai? So, Frey Timara, Eishes Achshlei Balamai, Reb Shimon Eichem Mishkachas La. Now, the Gemara might have said that Reb Shimon doesn't hold of it. But we have a pasuk, Yesh V'achem Yachdav, and apparently the Gemara had B'Kabbalah that Reb Shimon does hold of this halacha. So, where is that case? So, the Gemara comes up with two cases. Either one is B'chad Acha, Umis v'noyloyach. Ah, what means v'chad ach umis? Instead of talking about Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, let's just talk about so far Reuven. Reuven is married to his wife. This is Reuven. They were married. Beautiful marriage. Ah, oh, Hashem, beautiful. Everybody said kesher shel kayom, a beautiful home. Guess what happened? Unfortunately, one day Reuven passed away. Terrible traffic accident. That was such a levi. Everybody was crying. It was terrible. Okay, now you have Eishes Reuven. Now, a year later, guess what happens? The mother of Reuven, Baruch Hashem HaSimche, Levi is born, or Shimon is born. A new brother comes on the scene. Until now, she was just a Yavama, she remained now Yavamana. There were no brothers. There was only one brother altogether.
She was Mutzel Shuk, exactly.
Now, guess what happens? A year later, 5 years later, she hasn't remarried yet. She's still in grief. She's still wearing her Almana clothing. She's still in black. She's still mourning. It's terrible. But Baruch Hashem, Levi is born. Now, fast forward 13 years. Everybody says, Levi, this happens to be your Yavama. This is the wife of your brother. You never knew your brother, but he was your brother. And therefore, go and be Miyabimber. Would you be able to be Miyabimber?
No.
Why not?
She was much of the shuk already. How could there be a Zika? Once she dies...
Well, that's why Reb Shimon agrees. For whatever philosophical reasoning. But bottom line is, in such a case, Levi says, I want to go and marry Eishes Reuven. He cannot marry Eishes Reuven because of the Eishes Achshlei Hoyer Bailomboy syndrome, or halach. So again, and then afterwards, a brother was born later on. He wants to be miyam. He cannot be miyam. H is actually below. So that's easy. Inami, I have another case. Betray. It was Taka Reuven and Shimon, like a normal fact pattern. Reuven and Shimon. Okay. Reuven dies. And now, Eishes Reuven falls to Shimon. What should Shimon do? Shimon should go and do Yibam, Chalitza, Maimer, something. No. He didn't do anything. He didn't die either. He's still around, alive and kicking. She's still a Shemeres Yom. He's still a Yavam. Why didn't he do anything? He could have been in Russia. He could have been in jail. He could have been in the hospital. It makes a difference. Well, Masi didn't do anything. And he's still around. Uh-huh. Because had he died, maybe that would have taken away the Zika, because maybe there was a Zika to him and not to Levi. Whatever. But Masa, he didn't die. He's still around. This is Yibam Miss. And now you have Levi being born on the scene. Can Levi go and say, okay, I'm going to go Mimi Yabam the Eishes Reuven? And the answer is no, because his bite's an Eishes Achshlei Hoyer Bailamai. Now this whole fact pattern of number two, V'layim V'laymis, is really L'mal V'laymoyed. What's really saying is, Shimon didn't do anything, so Shimon, transparency, forget about Shimon. Shimon's not around. It's just because he didn't do anything. He didn't eat, he didn't breathe, he didn't daven, he didn't yavim, he didn't chalitza, he didn't do anything. Boom. So therefore it's just Reuven who passed away, and now Levi who came on the scene. So Allah is, it's Eish Nach by Lama. Even Reb Shimon would agree in such a case that you cannot be miyab. Okay. So Timar, let's now analyze the two cases. Bishlemi yavam v'achkach noilod. In the case of the Yibam was first, and the later was later. That's the case of our Mishnah here on this Amud Beis. Shimon was Miyabim Eishes Reuven. So now she's no longer Eishes Reuven. She's now Eishes Shimon. V'yakach Noilid. And now Levi is born. I can understand why Reb Shimon would hold that this is not a case of Eishes Achshle B'Lomai, but instead Reb Shimon would hold that Levi can be Miyabim the Eishes Shimon. You know why? Because when he was born on the world, she was no longer Eishes Reuven. She was already Eishes Shimon. And so therefore the Eishes Reuven, that's history, and we don't care about the history. When Shimon passes away, he can go and be Miyabim. But go back to Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin. My time, why would Reb Shimon hold in such a case? Since Levi was born when she was still Eishes Reuven, even though Shimon subsequently was Miyabim her, but subsequently Shimon also died, so Levi should say, you know, I knew her as Eishes Reuven because when I was born she was still Eishes Reuven. Why wouldn't Reb Shimon concede in the first case of our Mishnah that it's an Eishes Achshle Yehoi B'Lamai? Says, well, I'll tell you what, my time, Kosovar Yesh Zika. Zika kiknusa damia, because he looks upon it that there is, he holds like Shmuel and like a Yehuda Meshmuel, that yesh zika, v'zika kiknusa damia, meaning that as soon as Reuven passed away, you only have now Eishes Reuven, and now you have Shimon. Now it's true that Shimon was not Miyabim yet, and Levi comes on the scene. But one second, before Levi came on the scene, what was the relationship of Shimon with Eishes Reuven? There was a Zika. If it is a Zika, it's Kiknusadam, it's as if they were already married. So now when Levi is born, even though it was before the Yibam, but halachically, if I hold Yesh Zika, it's as if he already was Miyabim her. So don't tell me that Levi knew her as Mrs. Reuven. He really knew her as Mrs. Shimon. Shimon didn't do a mice yet. Yesh Zika, it's as if he did a Maisa, and it's as if they're married, and it's as if it's Mrs. Shimon. Okay, so then it makes no difference whether he was born before or born afterwards. Kiknusa Dami, automatically, it's no longer Mrs. Reuven, it's Mrs. Shimon. Aha. Okay, so we see now that it's not only Raman Gamliel, and not only Reb Meir, but now I even have Reb Shimon, that also holds Yesh Zika. Freiti Maskevler of Yosef. Hashe Zika Umaymer Misapkele Reb Shimon Iki Knusa Dami Ilav Iki Knusa Damia. In the next case of the next Mishnah, which we're going to learn momentarily.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
You said Rabbi Gamliel and Reb Meir.
Right.
Reb Shimon say
Yeh Zika.
You didn't say the English, man. I'm not trying to be confused.
I'm sorry. Vary Shekoyach for correcting me. No, no, you're 100% right. No, yeah, especially me. Shekoyach. Ramey holds Taka Ein Zika. Ram Gamil also holds Ein Zika. Gerecht, Gerecht. The only one that we have so far that holds Yeh Zika is
Rav Shimon and Shmuel.
Shmuel and Rav Yehuda Meshmuel. And now we are introducing and saying that Rav Shimon also holds Yeh Zika. And therefore Kiknusa Damia. And as a result, since it's Kiknusa Damia, whenever Levi is born, whether he's born before or after, even makes absolutely no difference because she's already deemed to be Eishes Shimon, right? That's the svar. So shkoyach for the correction. So maskel Rav Yosef, hashaziku umayim mesapkel Rav Shimon iki knusa dami lavki knusa damia. In the next mishnah, which we're going to learn in another moment, we're going to find the case where it wasn't only zika. There was zika plus. It was zika plus maimer, and Rav Shimon said, I'm not sure whether that's kiknusa or not. Zika lechudam ibayef. There's only zika without maimer. The chavan ravada you should hold that it's not a prop, not a full fledged zika. So Mahi, what are you talking about? What is this zika plus maimer? Did not we learned in the mishnah? Another mishnah baruch hashem. Which day in the mishnah? Shloish achin nesuin sholosh noshim nachriyos. Three brothers are married to three strange sisters. We don't mean chas v'shalom goites. We mean that they're not sisters. That they have to be three separate women, right? You have a family, baruch hashem, of three boys. All three boys got married to three girls. All three. Okay. Umeis echan mehem. Now Reuven Nebuch passed away. For Osaba Sheni, Maimer. Shimon now not only had Zika, he was going to go and do Yibam, so he did that transitional stage of Maimer with the Eishes Reuven. So now she's a shtickle Eishes Shimon, before he had a chance to go and do Yibam. Umes Nebuch, he passed away. He passed away.
Why do you say that he has to be human? If he does Yibum, doesn't it, that's like Nasun already, no?
Yeah, but he didn't do Yibum. He only did Maimer.
He only did Maimer.
Okay, so now Reuven passed away. Now Shimon passed away. Now Levi has in front of him, who does he have? He has the former Eishes Reuven, who has become Ashtikel Eishes Shimon, yeah, Maimet Eishes Shimon, and also he has Eishes Shimon, who's also falling to him. So he has a full-fledged Zika of Eishes Shimon, clearly, and the Eishes Reuven, which is Ashtikel Eishes Reuven, also Ashtikel Eishes Shimon, they're all falling to him. What should Levi do at this point? Hari Elu Cholzes Lemus Yabmois. What you should do is give everybody across the board, except for his own wife, except for a lady's wife, to Reuven's wife and to Shimon's wife, you should give them both chalitza and not yibum. Why? Why can't they go in the yabim? Shenemar, umeis achad mehem, yevoma yovi olea. Mi sholea zikas yovim echad, vloi sholea zikas shnei yevomen. This Mrs. Reuven slash Mrs. Shimon, she is now a zika of two yevomen. Who's the Zika of the two Yevamim? She's both a Zika of Reuven, because that Zika never went away. There was never a Yibum or Chalitza. Yeah. But it's also a Zika al Shimon, because she was married to al Tzmaimid Rabban. So that's enough to be a Zika Shnei Yevam. So therefore the Tanakh says, do Chalitza, don't do Yibum. Reb Shimon Oimer, Miyam Leiz Ben Shiyat, so you can go and marry either one. B'chol Zishni, and give Chalitza to the other one. Now why would Reb Shimon hold that way? Because apparently, Yevumit Shavai Loi, the Dilmayei Zika, the Gomi Miyam, both the former Eishes Reuven as well as Eishes Shimon. No, you can't do that. Dilmayei Zika, Vavishne Yevomois Habois Mibayis Echad, which means it could be viewed as if Shimon actually was Miyabim Eishes Reuven. He wasn't. He only did Maimon. But if you hold Yei Zika, you could look upon Eishes Reuven as now being Eishes Shimon. If it's Eishes Shimon, so then Shimon died with two wives. Both the original Eishes Shimon, as well as the original Eishes Reuven that he inherited from Reuven, and you can only be miyabim one wife. Avishnei yivam is a boy's bayis echad, and as we know, bayis echad amar rachmana ve'ena boy nishnei batim. You can only be miyabim one of the co-wives. You can't come in miyabim two. Okay. See, vumichod difturi idach. I have a good idea. If you're going to tell me that both of them happen to be Eishes Shimon, so it's like any case of multiple wives falling liyivam. Go and give yibum for one, and the other one will be potter, right? You can't do that because doma ein zika kiknusa. Maybe the fact that Shimon did a maimer with Eishes Reuven is really nothing, because minat Torah that has no validity, and therefore, and we hold to hold ein zika knusa, so there's no zika. So therefore, what happened? And therefore, I have one bias Eishes Reuven that fell from Reuven. I have Eishes Shimon that fell from Shimon. So can't go and say be miyamim one of them, the other one will be potter. It's two different houses. If you're miyabim Eishes Reuven, you still got to deal with Eishes Shimon. If I'm miyabim Eishes Shimon, I still got to deal with Eishes Reuven. So therefore, you have to do for both of them. So go be miyabim both of them. No, I can't be miyabim both of them, because maybe I hold Yeseka. Because maybe the Shimon's marriage through Maimer, together with the pre-existing Zika, maybe Eishes Reuven was married a shtickle to Shimon. So I have a gun to Sofik. Al Misapkelei. So we see that Reb Shimon holds, not only if you have Zika, even if you have Zika plus Maimer, I'm not sure whether Yeish Zika or Ein Zika. How did you say a moment ago, according to Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon holds Yeish Zika and Zika Kiknusa Damya Madach, in a case where there wasn't only Zika, there was Zika plus Maimer. Reb Shimon is pulling out his hair and saying, I'm not sure, is it Zika, Yo Zika, Nisha, what I do, blah, 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 blah. What do you mean? You just said that even without Maimer, Yeish Zika. Is the Chasimin, the Reb Shimon, even with Zika plus Maimer, he's besafik. How do you tell me that Zika alone, he holds Yeish Zika? That's the Gemara's kasha. I'm going to try to address this tomorrow.